This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Humanitarian organizations work to evacuate more civilians from the devastated Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, but hundreds of people remain trapped in a steelworks, the last stronghold of resistance to the Russian siege. A Russian rocket strike hit a strategically important bridge across an estuary in the Odessa region of southwest Ukraine, authorities said. Russia's defense ministry said it had carried out a missile strike on a military airfield near the port city of Odessa, destroying a runway and a hangar containing Western-supplied weapons and ammunition. Ukraine has formally closed its four Black and Azov seaports, which Russian forces have captured, the Ukrainian agriculture ministry said. The Azov seaports of Mariupol, Berdyansk, Skadovsk, and the Black Sea port of Kherson were closed until the restoration of control, again, according to the ministry. A Ukrainian drone destroyed two Russian patrol ships in the Black Sea, Ukraine's military chief said, and Russia's defense ministry accused Ukraine's forces of shelling a school, kindergarten, and cemetery in villages in the occupied southern Kherson region. That's according to a Russian news agency. There was no immediate response from Ukraine. Meantime, buses seeking to evacuate more civilians from Mariupol have not yet reached the agreed pickup point, the city council said, contradicting an earlier report that they had left the devastated port city in southeast Ukraine. And on the diplomatic front, Israel denounced Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov for suggesting that Nazi leader Adolf Hitler had Jewish origins, saying his comments were anti-Semitic and dangerous. For more stories making news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Western officials have largely lost hope the Iran nuclear deal can be resurrected, sources familiar with the matter said, forcing them to weigh how to limit Iran's atomic program, even as Russia's invasion of Ukraine has divided the big powers. While they have not yet completely given up on the pact under which Iran restrained its nuclear program in return for relief from economic sanctions, there's a growing belief it may be beyond salvation. Saudi Arabia feels let down by the United States in tackling security threats to the kingdom and wider region by Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi movement. A senior member of the Saudi royal family and former intelligence chief said, traditionally strong ties between Riyadh and Washington have been shaken under U.S. President Joe Biden by the 2018 murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the hands of Saudi agents, as well as the ruinous Yemen war in which a Saudi-led coalition has been battling the Houthis for 7 years. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration declined to approve two China-tested cancer treatments on Monday, raising concerns over the future of drugs tested in single-country trials. The decisions could add pressure on Chinese stocks, especially biotech companies. At a time, shares of several U.S.-listed Chinese companies have been falling on the potential risk of being delisted. Moderna's chief medical officer said the company's vaccine for children under 6 years old will be ready for review by a U.S. Food and Drug Administration panel when it meets in June. Moderna sought emergency use authorization from the FDA last week. Organic and free-range chickens have been thrown into lockdown. Egg-laying hens that normally have access to the outdoors can no longer roam as freely or feel the sun on their beaks, as some U.S. and European farmers temporarily keep flocks inside during lethal outbreaks of bird flu. That's according to egg producers and industry representatives. The switch comes as a surprise to shoppers already shelling out more money for eggs due to cullings of infected flocks. Consumers pay extra for specialty eggs, thinking they come from hens that can venture out of barns. And Russia's Bolshoi Theater has upset opera and ballet fans by abruptly canceling a series of shows this week by directors who have spoken out against the war in Ukraine. For more on these and other stories making news today, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.